The useful line in this thing is basically, RAG can find stuff, but that does not mean your system remembers it.
Yeah. And honestly, I like that he starts by untangling the word memory, because people mash together context windows, vector search, and long-term state, like they're one box.
Which is such an Exploring Next problem, by the way. Episode 433, and we're still out here asking whether a search result counts as a memory.
His actual argument is narrower than the title makes it sound. He's not saying RAG is bad. He's saying stateless retrieval is the wrong primitive if the job is knowing what changed, what conflicted, and what should win now.
Right. That's why it felt practical to me. If a product only needs, like, find the README chunk about the port number, cool. RAG is fine. If it needs, remember my latest preference and don't blend it with the old one, that's a different class of problem.
Exactly.
Also, very small life update, before we become unbearable. My flight was weirdly early. I got maybe 5 hours of sleep. And your coffee situation is still aggressively serious. I opened one cabinet, and it looked like a lab supply closet.
I mean, that's fair. I did spend an annoying amount of time this week dialing in a grinder, because one setting drifted, and every cup tasted flat. Which is, annoyingly, kind of the same point as this article. Tiny setup choices wreck the result, and then people blame the model.
That is the most Cody bridge back to the topic imaginable.
The Claude code section is good too. He calls that kind of memory startup context. clclaude.md files and auto notes get loaded into the session. But they're visible instructions, not a searchable semantic store.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody says, we have memory because the assistant loads notes at the start, maybe, but only in the loose everyday sense, it doesn't give you conflict resolution.
That's the part product people should care about. Users don't care whether it was context, retrieval, or a graph edge. They care that the assistant saw the newer note and still picked the stale one.
Right, right. And his RAG explanation is refreshingly unmystical. Documents become chunks, chunks become embeddings, embeddings go into an index, then the question gets embedded and you pull nearest chunks. But chunking, overlap, metadata filters, neighboring chunk retrieval, re-ranking, that's the actual behavior.
Which matters because people talk about RAG like it's one product setting, not some generic AI search the docs story.
Yeah, the embedding bit is solid too. He pushes back on the fake intuition that each dimension is a named concept. They're latent coordinates. More dimensions can help preserve signal, but a bigger embedding from a worse model can absolutely lose to a smaller one that's better matched to your domain.
I appreciated that because there's always a product deck somewhere going, bigger vector, better memory, and no. That is such a clean way to buy an expensive mistake.
Anyway, where the article gets strongest is the line that vector search returns candidates, not truth. That's semantic recall. It is not a current state policy engine.
So then the graph piece isn't graphs are magic now. It's that memory has relationships. Who said it? When for which project, whether it's evidence or accepted fact, whether it conflicts, whether an older thing got replaced.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, and I think he stays disciplined there. He even says it's too broad to claim graph plus vector is simply more accurate or faster than RAG. Better chunking helps retrieval precision. Better embeddings help semantic match. Graphs help provenance and multi-hop relationships. Clarification flows help when memories conflict.
That restraint made me trust the piece more. And the dense mem example is useful mostly as an architecture boundary. The host model can notice candidate memories, but the memory layer owns storage, provenance, conflict checks, and recall. Raw evidence doesn't instantly become a fact.
Sure.
That's practical. If I'm building an assistant for support, project work, or personal workflows, I should care the second memory has consequences. If a wrong recall is just mildly annoying, plain retrieval is probably enough. If a stale recall changes behavior, now I need gates.
I think that's exactly where the article holds up. My only tiny hesitation is that graphs can get messy fast if the extraction layer is noisy. He kind of says that, to be fair, a polluted graph is just a more structured mess. So the hard part is still policy, not database branding.
And there is your weekly reminder that Cody cannot encounter a promising architecture without immediately imagining its failure modes.
Yes, because the failure modes are where the invoices come from.
Brutal. Also true. Anyway, my takeaway is pretty simple, Cody. Stop calling every retrieval stack memory, and stop promising durable recall if all you've built is really good search with vibes.